I'm looking at a crowd of 10,000 of people. I set myself against my hand about, rise, O Lord, save me, O my God. Thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast spoken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongeth unto thee, O Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Selah. A couple of weeks back on a Tuesday night at the prayer meeting, our David Burris read to us Psalm 55. And there are a couple of verses in that psalm. That's what began me meditating upon the Psalm 3. Psalm 55 verse 12 says, for it was not an enemy that repulsed me, then I could have borne it. Nor was it he that hated me and did magnify himself against me, then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, and me and mine equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and walked unto the house of God and company. The verse went on to tell us, of course, that the anti-type of that was Judas, the one whom the Lord could say was his friend. But you know, David, who wrote these psalms, he didn't know anything about Judas, but he did know a man called Ahithophel. So we go back to 2 Samuel now. 2 Samuel chapter 15 to start with. Verse 12. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel, the Gilonite, David's counselor. Chapter 16, verse 23. And the counsel of Ahithophel, which he counseled in those days, was as if a man inquired at the oracle of God. Here is David's counselor. He's more than a friend. He's someone in whom he can confide. He can come to him with his problems, seek his advice. He knows he'll keep it confidential. He's his friend. We have a look at chapter 17, verse 1. And Ahithophel said to Absalom, let me now choose out 12,000 men, and I will arise and pursue after David this night. And I will come upon him while he is weary and weak-handed, and will make him afraid, and all the people that are with him shall flee, and I will smite the king only. Here's this friend of David's. What do we read in Psalm 55? If it was an enemy, they could have borne it. That's what you expect enemies to do. But he's a friend. He's a counselor. And he turned, you know the story, I'm sure. Absalom was David's son. And Absalom decided that he was going to wrest the throne from his father David. He was a handsome young man of winsome ways, and he moved amongst the people. And he succeeded in getting a following, until there were more following Absalom in the world of David. David had a few who remained loyal to him. There was Hushai, and there was Ittai, and Joab, and others. But David could see that Absalom was getting this following which was going to be far too strong for him. And he was going to be in the minority. And he decided he would have to flee. It's the verse I'm looking for now. Chapter 15 and verse 23, still in 2 Samuel. And the country wept with loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron. So here's Absalom has risen up in rebellion against his father. He's got a huge following. David decides he has to flee. His friend, his erstwhile friend, has turned against him, has betrayed him, and he goes over the brook Kidron. Now go over to John chapter 18, verse 1. When Jesus had spoken these words, he went with his disciples over the brook Kidron. The same brook, here's David's greatest son. He's the one in Revelation we read who is the root and the offspring of David. He's going over the same brook. He's going over the brook Kidron. You know, the majority of the people in David's day had turned against the king. And now we have the king himself has come in the same. He came into his own. His own received him not. We will have no king but Caesar. He's got a few followers who went over the brook with him. But David, you know, he went over the brook Kedron. He was fleeing to save his life. But when the Lord Jesus Christ went over the brook Kedron, he was beginning that final stage in the journey to the cross. He was going to give his life. One of the most poignant verses in the scriptures, I think, it's in Matthew 26. The Lord Jesus has gone over the brook Kedron, and he's gone into the garden of Gethsemane. And you know the agony of soul that he endured there, or you've read about it. Now he's coming out. He's emerging from the garden, And then there's this multitude of people. Matthew calls it a multitude. And they're armed with swords and staves. They're coming to take the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're led by Judas. This familiar friend, this one who had accompanied with him all the time that he was on earth, the one who was trusted, he was the treasurer. He's leading this company now to come and take the Lord Jesus Christ. And in verse 50 of Matthew 26, Jesus said unto him, "Friend, friend, whence comest thou? What are you here for?" Well, he's come to betray his Lord and Master, the one who he professed was his Lord and Master. Now he's turned against him. If I had a mean enemy in that day, I could have borne that as my own familiar friend. Well, Ahithophel and Judas met the same end. They both went out and hanged themselves. But what about the man Absalom? Absalom turned against his father, but then afterwards, when David's forces began to get the ascendancy, it looked like Absalom had been defeated. This is what David said in 2 Samuel 18, verse 5. And the king commanded Joab and Abishai and Ittai, saying, "Deal gently with my sake, for the young man, even Absalom. Deal gently with him." You know, there were those who conspired to put the Lord Jesus Christ to death. And he had demonstrated as he came out from that garden that he had the power to destroy them on the spot. One word from his mouth and they went back and fell to the ground. He said to Peter, "I could have summoned more than 12 legions of angels to my assistance." He could have said, "Destroy them." Just as David could have said, "Destroy Absalom." And he said, "Deal gently with the young man." And the Lord Jesus Christ went onto the cross and he said, "Father, forgive them." And so we see something of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. All brought before us here in these Old Testament characters, you know, character studies are very interesting. And if you look into them, you can see so many types of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here's David, a man who's been rejected by his friend, betrayed by his friend, opposed by his son. And he says, "Deal gently with him." Ahithophel and Judas, of course, they met their own fate. I think they're the only two characters in Scripture who hanged themselves. There are others who had been hanged, but these two committed suicide. But as for Absalom, "Deal gently with him." Of course, Absalom came to an ignominious death, we know, but that wasn't the will of his father. And those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ, we know, will come to an awful end, but it's not the will of God. He ruleth not the death of any. And so these are just a few thoughts that came to my mind. We were singing in one of our hymns, "When We See Him in the Garden," and I thought of this brook Kedron. He went over the brook Kedron where there is a garden, and then he emerged and went on to the cross to give his life a ransom.